Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. How is everybody this fine, wonderful, alive September the 4th, 2017? Hallelujah. Can we talk? Can we talk? I see we're having some trouble. I hear some noises. But we're going to.
Nikki, can you hold on, please? Go ahead.
Can we talk? Okay, that's better. There's still some something like a bird or noise, but in any case, we'll see what we can do. Can we talk? How many people we got out there tonight?
For the present time, it is you and I, but they'll come on.
Oh, good. Well, what is the news today? Any news, any exciting? I haven't listened to the news, so I don't know anything that's going on, except I did hear that the president decided not to help the Dream children. Or is that true, or is my information wrong?
No, your information is right. He hasn't made the decision. We'll know tomorrow if he's going to help them or not.
Oh, Tuesday. Okay. Yeah, it has been originally that he had said he would make that decision Tuesday, but it seemed like I had heard somebody say it had been made today.
No,
I know a lot of people are complaining.
And see, at the same time, given what you said, today in the news, we've been trying to put North Korea in place, and North Korea saying they ain't going to do it. So we don't know if we got a World War III, and we just don't know. And our president should have been on talking to some more people. He's talking about strategy. Everybody listen on an open line. What kind of strategy we going to have?
Well, this is my AT&T phone, which I'm hoping to get rid of. But my home cell phone has got tons of viruses in it. Every week I clean it all out, download it all in the room. So we're receiving interference from foreign country. I mean, from Russia or wherever. And it's just not my phone. It's happening to practically everybody. You can be just talking and it just cut off. It's like,
yeah, well, something. I know tonight is the night that we always going to have some interruption, but at the same time, we're going to keep our faith, what God wants to do us. And I put this on the Blog Talk Radio, put on Facebook, and I put these words: the Lord showed how great the wickedness of the human race had become on this earth, and that inclination of the thought of the human heart was only evil at that time. And see, the Lord regretted that he made a human being on earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. The Lord, and all, it was deeply troubled, and the Lord smelled the pleasant aroma and said in his heart, because someone began to give an offering to him by burning something to him. An offering, made an offering. Never again will I curse the ground because of the human. Every thought, every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. My God.
And where did you find that at? We would like the audience to know exactly where that is found.
It's found in the book of the. Let me go. I put them on there. I forgot I would take the name of the. It's in the Old Testament. in Genesis, and one book, all of them in Genesis. And if we look on that, we can see while we're talking, I'll go in and find them.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that we take a notice of, what God is saying to us, he says, I am God. And when God looked into the heart of mankind and saw what man was doing, and then
mm-hmm.
God said his heart is wicked. He has a
mm-hmm.
wicked heart. God, he said, I hate, I just made this man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. He didn't say just wicked. God said he was desperately wicked. Desperately.
Okay, in Genesis 65, the Lord saw how great the wickedness of human race had become on this earth, and that
mm-hmm.
every inclination of thought of the human heart was only evil at that time. And in Genesis 65, the Lord regretted that he had made human beings on earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. Now in Genesis 8:26, we find the Lord smelled aroma, a pleasing aroma.
Uh-huh.
A pleasing
uh-huh.
aroma. And said unto his heart, he said unto his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans. Every thought, every inclination of human heart is evil from childhood. And he never again will I destroy all living creatures that I have done. My God. Ooh. That's
Said you said 8:26?
8:21.
Oh, I was going to say, because I know it ain't no
8:21. No, 8:21. I'm looking at the Bible anyway.
I got it. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. The Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we memorized Genesis 8:21. Everybody need to learn that, memorize that, and pray that. And thank God that he has made that promise. Now we need to also find the scripture where he said, not by water no more, but by fire next time.
Oh, my God. Not by water. Okay, all of a sudden it's water. Water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, yes. Water has an important... Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said, so 8:21, I love it. I already had it checked in and everything. But and while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
8:21 and 22. That's
the kind of God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
He said, in Genesis, I will establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the water of the flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. That's God making a promise. In
mm-hmm.
Genesis 9:11, He said, I remember my covenant between me and you and the living creatures of every kind. Never again will the water become a flood to destroy all life. See, God has made some promises.
Yes,
and when
he
God
has.
Makes a promise, and so like I told some people, this water we saw coming up, it was not about us. It was about what God was. The enemy came in and put some. He came in and put some more. He got busy. And people said, what now? if God had done this, we're living that time right now. We're living that time right now. And so, oh, my God, I can tell you, God is so good. God is saying something to all of us. He's saying to all of us, some of us. And so we have to come to a conclusion. We have to come to a conclusion and look what God is saying to us. See, this thing that we see what God is saying to all of us, he's saying, I am God, and beside me there is none other. And so when I see what he's saying, we have to come close to him, close to him. The more we come to him, and here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus, so good. He's so good. And here's what I find out is that the same night that they would eat the meat was toasted over the fire, among them bitter herbs. This was the Exodus 12 and 8. Because the fire he was talking about, the fire gave some revelation. God told Moses how to get the people ready. He said it, and he says, he said, by day and by night, in a pillar, a cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel, so they could travel. That's the God we serve. Travel by day and night. Oh, my God. Huh. That's the kind of God we serve.
Yeah.
And so the more we see what God is saying, and the more we see what God is saying, we just have to be honest with him and be, as you said, when there's a spring, a summer, a winter, but harvest time comes, it behooves us to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
It behooves us to get busy. And the more we trust God, and the more we see God.
Amen.
See, I'm looking at Leviticus 9 and 24. It said fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burning offering and
mm-hmm.
the fat portion of the altar.
Mm-hmm.
When all the people saw it, they shouted in joy and fell face down. Now, can you imagine back in that day, my beloved sister and brother? What have we been that day and saw it? Where we are today?
Mm-hmm.
God,
amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we got a lot of people that complain. They complain about everything. And I found in Numbers 11:1, it says, now the people complain about the hardship and the hearing of the Lord. And when he heard his, they heard them, his anger was aroused. The fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some on the outskirts of the camp.
Mm-hmm.
See, my God. I told somebody, I said, now if you, during that time, you have to be honest with God. God was a consuming fire.
Yes, he is.
Jesus. Yeah, he is.
He ain't changed.
And see, when the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 4:18, the Lord spoke out to you out of fire. You heard the sound of the word, but you saw no form. Listen that. And God, anything. And the Lord spoke to you out of the fire. Out of the fire. You heard the sounds of words, but saw no form.
Mm-hmm.
But was only a voice. That's God. That's God. That's the God we serve. And see, the day we're living in, see, and the Deuteronomy 4:24, I like this, sister. The Lord, your God, is a consuming fire.
Right.
And I try to, he's a jealous God. He's a jealous God. And when you're going to say you're going to serve him, Willie Hunter, you're going to have to do it. Jesus. Oh, my God. And then, I mean, it's more I see what God is saying to us. And it says in one word, it says, when you heard the voice out of the darkness, that's what God is again. When you heard the voice out of the darkness, while the mountain was ablaze with fire. All the leaders of your tribe and your others came to me. He's telling him, look, that's the way I called my people to back in that day. But he's saying something to all of us. You know, I just praise God for everything he's doing. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. They didn't.
Amen,
they didn't.
Amen.
They complained, but I don't have any complaint. I agree with God on every judgment that he makes. Because if you can still complain and you got eternal life abiding in you and you haven't realized that you've been passed from death unto life, you have been quickened. The Bible says quickened means to be made alive. So if you the burdens, a couple weeks ago on this prayer line, we had someone who was very burdened, and they was and we all vent, and basically we vent. But I'm a half-ass full person, so I can't even find any place to complain because I'm so grateful. I mean, the Bible says, to whom much is forgiven, loveth much. And I've been forgiven for much. And I also understand the extent, a temple of the extent of the depth of my sins before I was translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But for the grace of God, there go I. I could already be dead and in my grave, but for the grace of God, I could still be wandering around here lost, not knowing Jesus in the pardon of my sins and eternal life abiding in me. But for the grace of God, I could not have all my limbs working or have all my limbs. We don't even know. We're so blessed. And I've had 6 strokes, and I'm going to tell you, and been through many trials and heartaches, how can you find time? Because it could always be worse. And so, you know, one thing the Word of God teaches you, the more you know it, the more you study it, the more you get to know the character of God and what He's love. He is love. Now, the Old Testament doesn't show very much of God's love. It showed His pickings, His choosing,
His picking and choosing.
Separation. Yeah. The Bible says His sanctification of the tribe of Israel as an example of what He was going to do on this side of the New Testament to make individuals His sanctified ones, His righteous ones, His holy ones, His plucked out from the obscurity to make us a people. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And so we can't, tragedy, I've lost everything before. I've lost all that I had in this world, but I didn't lose my life.
So
too shall pass. All these ain't nothing but things. And you know, when you, bottom line is, like I say, one guarantee in life besides the blood of Jesus is that things are going to change. Things are going to change. They're going to change.
They will.
Whether you consider them good or bad, it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
None of us gonna leave this earth looking like we look the day we were born.
<Not knowing. laughs>
And I understand when Jesus said, "If your eye offend you, pluck it out. If your arm and your hands offend you, cut them off." You know, this stuff, even our mortal body is not nothing. But if you believe God can heal it, he can heal it, and he will heal it. But it ain't. But nevertheless, if you lose it, you ain't lost nothing either, because that is, man is not exist by bread alone, but we're spiritual beings. And inside of dwells the eternal life. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, you know what, sister? One thing we found out, my wife and I have been walking in the house. We didn't know. And when we had two or three different things happen to the house over the years, and the person said, cut the lights out. Because we had found out that a person, my son, who had the lights on walking in, got electrocuted. And here we are walking around. See, God protected us then. Thank you, Father. Oh, nobody knows. See, but God was, he was looking out for my wife and myself. And all I can say is thank you, Father. Now, can you imagine walking that house and being that house? And so now God is going to show us. And as I say all the time, God has proven himself to me.
Me too.
Now I got to prove myself to him. That's being obedient. When you're obedient, he said, if you're willing and obedient, you can eat the what? The good of the land.
Fruit of the land, fat of the land.
Amen. And when the book we just read in Genesis 6:5, 6:21, what God has said, he said, I will no longer. I will no longer. He made a solid promise. God cannot lie. He won't lie.
He
one thing I love about him, he can't. And so I'm in prayer for a deeper revelation of his word. Revelation. Amen. And so, amen. So, Jesus. But you know what, my sister? I know a lot of people should have been on radio tonight. See, sometime I'm going to tell you, we're going to do like we do. When a time comes, when the horn is blown, if you're not ready, we ain't going back and get you no more. Am I right about it?
Amen.
I mean, we love them. See, and what's happening in North Korea, some people, I'm not afraid. And see what is happening, God's program is proceeding. Now, do you want to be a part? See, some people say, well, I don't want to be on the radio. I don't like to talk. No, but you want to text. You want to text in Facebook, in Twitter, in Instagram, everything. But if you can put your voice out there, now this thing with God say, you saw the smoke. You saw the fire. But all you heard was a small, gentle voice. God Almighty. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God we serve.
We serve a God.
Anybody but God. Nobody but God.
Let me tell you, 1 Samuel 15:11 says, let me read 10 first. Now the word of the Lord came to Samuel saying, I greatly regret that I have set up Saul as king, for he has turned back following me and has not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried out cried out to the Lord all night. All night, Samuel interceded for Saul. So when Samuel rose up early in the morning to meet Saul, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul went to Carmel. And indeed, he set up a monument for himself. Now, I'm reading this because I want y'all to relate this here to our present-day situation and our leader of our country. And as I have already told y'all, this our present-day leader is the spitting image of Saul. Image of Saul. And so I want y'all to characteristics of Saul and study and be able to tell me things and be able to identify who we're dealing with. See, God has not left us blinded, and he has not left us in the dark. And so the Holy Spirit is a discerner of thoughts and intents of men's hearts. But we have received power. We have received power. We are not powerless. We are not powerless. We have received power. And with the knowledge and the mind of Jesus Christ, we are victorious. And that's not just saying a cliche. This is actual reality. And you better stand on it here in these last days. My desire is to make us strong, unmoved, always abounding in the word of the Lord. Dr. Hunter prayed a prayer last week on one of our prayer lines. The whole prayer was word. And he didn't quote, he didn't tell you what scripture it was, but you had to know the word in order to have known that the whole prayer was word. And that's the way our whole conversations have supposed to be all the time. We don't even have to have a general conversation about what's going on in the world or me or you. We just can talk word because we're living epistles. Written and read by the living God. We are powerful. We have received. We ain't powerless. Don't let nobody tell you you're defeated, no matter what circumstances. I know you say, oh, you talk that stuff, Sister Ruth, because you don't know my situation. Oh, but I got it.
I like what you say. Oh. I like what you say.
We've been there.
I like what you say.
I've been there. These 71 years, we've been there. We've been there. We've seen us come back from death. We've seen us. All my friends counted me out. And all of them are dead. We didn't, including me, y'all. I didn't even count. I thought I was. So I wasn't mad at them. But it ain't over till the Lord say it's over. Thanks be to God.
Thank you to God. But you know what? One thing I will do is this. I believe what God is doing in this last day, there is a spirit of darkness that's moving through the whole nation.
Yes. That's
and
the promise.
The closer we look at what God is saying to us, the more we can become obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us who say that they've been born again, and we got to, as we say, And Paul writes to the churches. He writes to them, and everyone in the earth, he can always say, grace and mercy be unto you from the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
all we can say. Every one of the letters he wrote, grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. And see, what is happening today, everybody got, see, I know my house has been bombarded, but you know what? I said, Lord, I need your patience consistently. Why do I need your patience? I said, Willie Hunter, because right now the worst is staying over with you. But you got some people, they don't want to pray. They don't want to talk to God. And everybody said, every time I listen to you talking about God, I don't want everybody else to talk. I don't talk about sports. I like sports. I like and I know, and see when I done send a word out to somebody, it's like the man sent a call. They sent a call out, and they said the bridegroom is coming. And everybody said, "Where is it?" And all of a sudden, they said, "Somebody come to me to give me something." I said, "I ain't gonna do it. I got my Holy Ghost. I ain't gonna give you nothing because you had the opportunity to get it." Now, it comes to a fullness understanding. When you read in the book of Jude, Jude put them verses, 29 verses together, and he explained what's going on in our world today.
Mm-hmm.
He explained. And I mean, I was listening to different programs. Now, one thing I would say is this. We live in America. We have our president. We need to pray for him every day because we don't know what his mind is. We need to pray for him. We need to pray for both houses of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pray for the Supreme Court. Pray for our governors, our mayors, elected officials. we have some real issues. Face up. Face up. As my mother always tell me, she said, if you want to get face down, you better answer my question. She meant, I'm going to slap you down. And my mother was hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
When she hit the jack, you know, we hit. But it taught me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's why I say when I learned the scripture so early, and I just asked God to reinstitute me, and he's doing it for me. I used to, I'm still able to stand and quote the scripture, but they come back. You got to let them remelt in your heart. And the more you get the word in your heart, I mean the W-R-O-D, the living word, get it in your heart. And God, the Holy Spirit, will come and draw, he will draw it out of you. And one of the things I know, I've seen with you, I've seen God get on Holy Spirit move you to a point where it looked like he wasn't even ready to stop. And the more you talk, no. I got more to do. And see, that's why I say, can we talk?
Amen.
Say, amen. And I know today is holiday, and I just say, I will come on there, and I think we spent 30 minutes together. So let's end in prayer, and we'll come back together, okay?
Okay, brother. Okay.
All right, let's we'll come back tomorrow. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Almighty Father God, glorious, wonderful Abba, we come thanking you. There's not enough thanks we can say with our mouth, utter from our heart, and meditate in our mind to give you as your equal, your portion that you so rightly, gloriously, mightily deserve, Almighty Father. Abba, we thank you, Daddy. We thank you for mercy from the rising of the sun to the going down. We thank you for your love that enwraps us and your arms that are around us, your kiss that is upon us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you because you are more better to us than we could ever be in our own, in a 10 lifetime to you. You are more faithful to us than we could ever be faithful to you. We love you, love us before we ever could love you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for forgiving us of our frailties and being just dirt. We just dirt, Father. We thank you that you remember we just dirt. We thank you, Father, that you sent our perfect sacrifice to be sacrificed for us. And that he's interceding, making intercession for us momentarily in the heavens right beside you. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Bless our president. Open his mind. Burst loose his mind to know this is not the way. This is not the way of the living God. But that he might come to love you. Quicken him where he has no sleep. No sleep, Lord. Without knowing, without uttering, and waking up with Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua on his mind.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. God bless
you. And Lord and Father, we just thank you this night for every word been spoken. We give your word back to you, and we declare and decree that all things were possible for those of us who love you. And Father, we just pray and thank you for the floods that have come. Father, we thank you for those in power that you put them in place, Father. We pray this day for the family, husbands and wives, sons and daughters and everyone. Pray for them. We pray for them, Father, that they will come to the reality. Come to the reality. Not so much getting all shook up and confused, but have a hand in Jesus' hand. Jesus said, come walk with me. When we walk with him, he shows us majesty. He put us in a place called there. That we can communicate with the Holy Father through him. And through him we can do all things. We pray for our wives. We pray for our husbands. Pray for our siblings. We pray for both sides, Father. Bless Israel like never before, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank you for it's all in your hands. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Amen. God bless you, brother. Bye-bye. Love y'all, all that's on the line and everywhere. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you.